proclamation number 8272 dated the September 14th, 1962. Recognizing the true messengers. The human beings will to know the truth is blessed by me, for then I will be able to reveal myself to him. I will be able to mentally convey the truth to him or address him so that he will hear my word. Under no circumstances do I want him to accept mental concepts which seem doubtful to him, for such doubts are justified if he genuinely requests the truth. Then these doubts will already constitute a mild rejection of what contradicts the truth. You ask me how you can recognize the truth. You ask how you can recognize my messengers. If I transmit a major revelation to Earth, you will always recognize it as coming from me by the bright ray of light that illuminates your heart. For a divine revelation has to enrich you. You have to receive something that makes you happy, that you don't want to part with again. Always provided that you genuinely desire the truth, then the eternal truth will reveal itself to you. In the case it is irrelevant as to whether you receive this gift directly or through my messengers, for then you will also experience the same feeling, because they, too, only impart what originates from me. If, however, the spiritual information leaves you unmoved or you inwardly reject it, then you can unhesitatingly dismiss it. For it will never be a divine revelation but usually your own or adopted ideas which have no effective strength. Then you need not fear to do wrong, for anyone who wants to hear me will also recognize my voice. He who keeps my commandments is the one who loves me, and I will reveal myself to him. Single quote, i.e., I will make myself known to him. And the human being will recognize me when he is informed about my nature, when he receives the knowledge which hitherto is hidden from him. Hence on account of this knowledge he will be able to recognize me, for knowledge, in turn, is the light which illuminates a person from within. If you therefore receive varying knowledge, i.e., contradicting knowledge from external sources, you only need to make heartfelt contact with me and ask me to help you recognize the truth, and truly, you will feel the correct spiritual knowledge come forth from me and can safely reject the rest. Not everyone hears my word directly, and yet I am addressing him myself when the directly received word is imparted to him. And if I address him myself through these very messengers who received it directly from me, he will also feel that he is being addressed by me, and this is your most reliable evidence that you receive the purest truth, for I place this feeling into your heart myself. You have further reliable proof of a divine revelation if it keeps exposing existing misguided teachings. If the contents of such a revelation clearly intend to purify the gospel which was repeatedly spoiled by human will. True messengers can therefore only be people who endorse the truth of such a revelation, who make sure that these revelations are passed on to people. Since I am the eternal truth myself, I will consequently also ensure that people can receive the truth if they genuinely want it. A revelation from me must therefore enlighten them about everything pertaining to spiritual subjects. Thus I only call those people, my messengers who try to spread my word which I directly convey to earth. I indeed pour out my spirit upon all flesh, as I promised. Yet this is not limited to such obviously remarkable revelations on my part, but includes enlightened reasoning, correct communication in spiritual discussions, realization of my divine word, hence also complete understanding of the unusual knowledge contained in my revelations from above. And if the recipients of my word can be addressed by me directly, they will always proclaim and advocate the same. For this reason, an unusual revelation can always be regarded as a criterion for the truth of spiritual knowledge. And since its contents predominantly consist of Jesus Christ's act of salvation, it also proves its divine origin and therefore also guarantees the complete truth. Amen.